So don't be upset about that. And remember that. It's more than this. I make it short because I'm worried. Let's hear the word.
I would have been silent from the beloved's displeasure if he had granted me a respite for one moment. But he keeps saying, "Say on, come. 'Tis no fault. 'Tis but the requirement of the destiny in the world unseen. The fault is, who sees nothing but fault? How should the pure spirit of the invisible see fault? Fault arises in relation to the ignorant creature, not in relation to the Lord of favor. Infidelity, too, is wisdom in relation to the Creator. When you impute it to us, infidelity is a noxious thing."
You're volunteering to take back your volunteer, right? In a way.
What?
You want to not volunteer yourself, or what? Okay, what was that all about?
I'm not sure I understand. Infidelity is wisdom in relation to the Creator.
Yes, the Persian could be a little bit easier, but not that easy, because he's not talking about that easy subject. Now he's making a point which is out of the story, out of the subject, you know, to remind you a very important point, that pay attention that we are going to talk about the subjects which may look unspeakable to you. There are things that are forbidden to touch. Maybe you have some sensitivities about some subjects. Here, we cannot afford to be politically correct. So we'll be politically incorrect. This incorrectness, pointing to that source we want to talk about, is correctness. Is incorrect when you apply it to the talking of two people like me and you. But it doesn't apply if you want to apply it to my confession to my priest. Does it? Did it make sense? You could say that, yes, politically being correct is good. Not politically being correct is bad. I'm saying that, I'm sorry. Politically being correct is good when you apply it in the relationship between two people. When I go to confess to my priest in church, should I be politically correct or I should be honest? This is what he's describing here. He said, when I want to talk about God, I don't care about masculinity, femininity, or what. I want to say that this looks like a wedding. So what that in your mind nobody could say something feminine to God or not? He doesn't care. You know what? I don't like to talk about this. And if I was permitted, I will keep quiet. I would have kept quiet. But he is telling me, say it. Yes, say it in a wrong way, use the wrong word, doesn't matter, because here we are not talking literature. We are trying to do something. So this infidelity, which not infidelity, it's kufr. This kufr, non-believer, something like that. This kufr is relative to the createes like us. When we're talking about the Creator, it's not kufr, it's nothing. Means that from this moment on, be careful. Don't bring your sensitivities in. Here we are not talking about God really. But in our subject, in the subject of conversation, we bring it in different ways. It doesn't matter. Because the form of words are created for this kind of conversation. Now we are using this word to talk about beyond the logic. So we should expect some shortcoming and misfit of these words in that universe. Do not apply it. So what? Because we are talking about non-talkable stuff. We are talking about beyond the logic, but we are using what? The words. Not the breath. I wish I could have done it with the breath, because that was easier. But we are doing it with words. Let go of this being sensitive about some words. That's all he's trying to say. Please start again from 1992.
I would have been silent from the beloved's displeasure if he had granted me a respite for one moment. But he keeps saying, "Say on, come, 'tis no fault, 'tis but the requirement of the destiny in the world unseen."
Okay, and over there we have that, let's say, constant difficulty. How does that make this, when you say, but the requirement of the divine destiny in the world unseen? Okay, now I read the Persian to you. جز تقاضای قضای غیب نیست. Listen to the musicality over there. Music is about taqaza, qaza. And both are referring to some very strange stuff. Qaza is, you call it fate. Not having faith, but the fate of you, your future. If your future is written in the stone, what's going to happen to you if it is known? Thing like that. And taqaza means request, because the same thing has the meaning of the request. So it's a very complicated stuff here. They will say, I don't want to say this, but this thing has to be said. This is qaza, this is like faith. And it's requested by the same source that I'm talking about, and it's invisible, untouchable, things like that. So it's difficult, because he explains it in a very complicated way. He's very careful here, because mainly the people listening to him are very religious, okay? And he doesn't want to provoke any sensitivity over there, but trying to let them be free of this prejudgment about the words. Because we know that this is something that nobody could talk about, but we talk about. That's why we choose the stories. That's why we choose the poetic language. Because we are describing undescribable. Who could describe love? Everybody tried, and nobody has a real clue really, except the people who fall in love, because that's something you experience. But we're trying to talk about it. He talks about talking and relativity between this and that, and talking about the physical subject and metaphysical subjects. And he will go even further. He will say, okay, at the end, let's say that when we talk about it, there will be some fault over there. Okay?